You're listening to Van Cleek FM 88.7 FM in Van Cleek Hill, high atop the mountain in Van Cleek Hill and surrounding areas. One thing I do know, coming down Aberdeen Road, I can hear the radio wave, so it's fantastic. My name is Sean Cooley. We're going to kick off with some Triple Stage Darkness by Third Base.
I'ma spit a lyric out the pack lip. Sit stunned, drum lyrics in your egg case. Space filled darkness, a blank face. Recognize unknown throne at deep depths. A prime minister incites a slow death of a rational thought through the physical. Triple stage darkness, first stage lyrical. Sight sees a piece of the searchlight. Truth is loose, lips slip to twilight zones. Prone to blurry vision, I'm 2020, you're in tombs and prisons. Switching from this track, move back in motion. Unaware of your own evolution. Regress through the tunnels and flee light. Illumination, the first stage, my birthright. Swan, as I rhyme and FX, you slide into tape decks. Light black in your face, who do you do next? The question posed, you're living in delirium. Search speaking in a spasm, can't you see him? But you can't see the light's dim, it's growing darker. Cut off from the knowledge, none smarter. Depart from the norm, completing the born to born from opportunity. Comes the thunderstorm, it sets in. Tricked by the trickster, the only way out is DJ Knight, a prime minister you follow. But attention span is minimal, B. Now your laws never thought of intellectually. The third word guide you as we spark this. Cause you're blind in the second stage of darkness. Not professor hype, ask why. Some fable hold true to written word. Over lessons of life, the third of base. Face up, step to a devil. Not taken, but remain invisible. Men judged by passing a mountain. Caught caucus and ignorance of mouthing. Fallacy, the great fall fell in disgrace. How can hatred uplift a race? Not a dribbler, a watermelon picker. Giving you the gas face as I'm kicking you down, down, down. Put up from Satan, knowledge is a child with a mind and a crayon. Brilliance and difference, tracing true sight. Third stage knowledge brought forth a new light.
in the frugal gourmet.
Finger licking, finger licking,
good job.
It's finger licking, it's finger licking, good job. It's finger licking, it's finger licking,
good job.
A revolution sure shot.
Kid asked me, say, are you somebody? I said, damn right I'm somebody. What do you say when I say, are you somebody?
Damn right I'm somebody.
Lynn Collins, Miss Collins, are you somebody?
Yes, I am somebody.
Well, she is. She's a lady. Thank you.
Right on.
Mr.
Yeah.
Ray, are you somebody?
Yeah, I'm right.
Are you somebody, Brother Pagnon?
You damn right.
You sure got a lot of grip to say that. Are you somebody, Brother Parker?
Damn right, I'm somebody.
Yeah.
What about you, Assalamu
alaikum?
Well, Assalamu alaikum. Mm-hmm. You know, we speak of love and happiness.
Yeah.
To me, happiness is Fred Wesley, playing his horn.
And welcome back to Van Cleek Coulee. It's approximately 8:15, Wednesday night, the 22nd of October, here in Van Cleek Hill. My name is Sean Cooley, and here we go again. It's Van Cleek Coulee on Van Cleek FM every Wednesday night. 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., or when we quit, or someone boots us off the radio. What we do on this little radio show here is play a lot of funky music, play a lot of funky music. Right now we're playing Damn Right I'm Somebody by Fred Wesley and the JBs, James Brown, and Fred Wesley playing his horn. Off the top of the show, I played a little third bass from the Def Jam record label. Triple Stage Darkness, 4 minute and 11 second song off of their first album, the Cactus CD. Followed up by the one and only Beastie Boys, Mike D, MCA, and Ad Rock. And at that point in time, I believe DJ Hurricane was still spinning the wheels for him. And now we're talking over Fred Wesley and the JBs. Damn Right I'm Somebody you got coming up. Eric B and Rakim, Skills to Pay the Bills, the original version by the Beastie Boys. Some more Def Jam music, LL Cool J, and a whole pile of other schlock. But folks, what I want to do start off by talking about tonight, we're going to be getting a call here shortly from a friend of mine. But before we do that, I wanted to ask you if you're a living being, and after today's madness that went on right downtown Ottawa, Parliament Hill, what are you thinking? What are you thinking's going on in our world? What's going on in this country? What's happening here? We've seen stuff happen over the last week. A couple officers run off the road. An army, actually a volunteer army man, shot point blank at the war memorial downtown Ottawa. And then someone shots fired inside of the Parliament building. Just crazy. What's going on with this world? What's going on here, folks? Going to the line. Line number two. Hello, Van Cleek Cooley. How are you? How you doing? Oh, I better put it on speaker. Hello, Van Cleek Cooley. How you doing?
Very good, John. How about you?
I'm not too bad. This is Taylor.
Yes.
Hey, Taylor. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing very good. Just wrapped up eating at the Lighthouse. There's some all-you-can-eat mussels, so I'm real good. But, yeah.
Wow. All you can eat mussels. How many mussels do you think you pounded down here?
More than 4 pounds.
Okay, so from what I hear, Taylor, you can eat like anyone can eat. You can eat probably triple most men.
Yeah, well, Phil could probably tell it better than I could, but there's a few legends, I guess, out there. I mean, I guess that's my claim to fame, but yeah, no, I can. While I can and have a healthy appetite without paying the consequences, I'm living it up. So,
oh, yeah. Good for you. Good for you, Taylor. You're feeling good? No stomach ache? No problems?
No. Seafood. Just feels like nothing. I'll probably be hungry in 5 minutes, actually.
Really? I'm one of those. Now, Taylor, what's going on in your neck of the woods of late, down at the Grand Barn?
Yeah, well, I wanted to let you know, I have a very talented musician who will be filming her music video for her song, Blues Tattoo, November 15th. She is Jenny Renee, very good jazz pianist and singer. She just got back from Martinique, did a competition there, and she's now in Spain, but she will be coming back, and she got a grant from the Ontario Arts Council to shoot this film, and she wants to actually kind of, to her nature, reach out and invite artists and anybody else who would want to kind of be in the video to participate. So we'll be at the Grand Barn November 15th.
November 15th at the Grand Barn.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Now, the 15th is a weekend?
That is. It's a Saturday, yes.
All right. Now, shooting's going to begin at some point during the day. Are you inviting everyone down, or are you looking for musicians to come down? What's the deal?
Primarily, and then as far as start times, I know we've kind of put out on the event 1 o'clock, but that could be subject to change. We're looking for musicians. So there are scenes where there will be a band up on stage, So anybody who wants to kind of come up with their instruments, and of course, weather permitting, we're hoping that it'll be warm enough that we can actually have a live jam after shooting wraps up.
Oh, that sounds good.
But yeah, so that's one segment. Of course, we're also looking for the audience who will be kind of listening to the song. Now, in the music video, the setting is actually the main character kind of is going kind of on an emotional journey, and I guess without giving too much away, he gets into this surreal place where things are kind of have a fantastic edge to everything. So we're looking for, you know, people who might have outlandish costumes or dancers or in pieces of art as well. If they can be recycled art or you know, visual art, posters, paintings, of the like.
Well, you said outlandish costumes and dancers. Now, the guy that you just had dinner with, Phil, he's going to have to be there then, right?
Yeah, he's definitely given me a strong maybe on making it out. He's going to have to check his schedule. But yes, I'm pushing for him because if anyone can make a splash, it'll be that guy.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Outlandish costumes and dancing. The two go hand in hand with Phil Beauchamp. Phil goes hand in hand with outlandish costumes and dancing.
If anyone could.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else is going on, Taylor, these days in the Grand Barn or just in the life of Taylor?
Wrapping up the camping season. So it's really, really kind of getting down to the business of winterizing the grounds. So really, as far as mm-hmm. events go, it's kind of wrapping down. There is kind of opportunities, I guess, over the winters where I might throw kind of like more just kind of personal parties, like my birthday party, whatnot. There are such things as, like, we do have trails in the winter, like, so if people want to come down, and we have rooms in the farmhouse we rent out, so, like, if people want to come down, snowshoe, enjoy a hot mocha while, you know, snow is blowing outside, that's totally down, but it's, you know, kind of bunkering down for the next few months.
Yeah.
But I am actually hoping to, over this summer and actually previous summers, I got about 4 years of archived performances to go through, and I want to start releasing them all, getting them up on YouTube. So that's going to be keeping me busy. You know, be able to kind of showcase a lot of the great talents that we've had kind of grace our stage and over the years. So
absolutely. That sounds wicked. So you got a very, very busy winter coming to you.
Hey?
You've got a very busy winter coming to you is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Plenty to keep, me occupied in those cold winter nights.
Yeah.
And of course, during the days I'll be, you know, helping at Bo's, brewing up, you know, all the goodness. So, no
Absolutely.
Dull moments.
No, God, no. You're very busy at Bo's. I know. I see you running around like a madman, trying to get things done, just like the rest of us. We're chugging along, and we're doing very well. It's going to be another very busy winter at Bo's. And it seems like just this coming weekend, Taylor, I walked into the studio here, while Louise and Jean were talking about the events happening this weekend in Van Cleek Hill and surrounding areas. It sounds like everyone is having a party or an event this coming weekend. It's unbelievable how busy this area is at all times of the year.
Yeah, well, no, that's it. When you start really looking at it, there is a lot happening, and that's the beauty of it. We've just obviously come off the huge Oktoberfest, the awesomeness that was. We're just going to be rolling into November, and there's a lot. No, like you said,
never a dull moment.
Yeah.
Hey Taylor, I was going to start the show off by talking about what the heck is going on in our world today. What's going on in Canada? As you know, we spoke about it quickly today, you and I. But what went down downtown Ottawa today? Just very alarming. I don't want to, I don't want to have a very serious, stern, political-like show at any point in time. I've never done that before in my career of radio. But today, just actually having to speak to my kids about what a lockdown is, why someone would shoot someone in cold blood, why someone would want to go into the parliament buildings and with a gun and do something bad. It's surreal having to explain that to my kids. It's just not right. It's not peaceful. It's hard to digest. And from what I've heard on the way into the studios here tonight, they're on lockdown again down at Parliament Hill.
There's still people in lockdown, yeah.
Well, not still. No, they put them on lockdown again.
Kind of glued to the radio and then listening in to the, you know, the reports coming in. And just, yeah, one of those things where, you know, you kind of figure we're not immune to that. I mean, we are part of the world stage, and I mean, our involvement in certain occurrences in, you know, what's unfolding in certain parts of the world, it brings it really close to home. And I mean, unfortunately, and maybe it's a byproduct of all the bad news, that I'm really not as informed as I'd like to be on terms of how we got to this place, you know. But yeah. Seeing that something like that unfolding in Ottawa today, it really does drive the point that there are ramifications.
Absolutely.
And you know, who knows now what the next stage, what will Canada, you know, look like really after, post this event, especially, you know. So yeah, that's quite,
it's quite sad, quite isn't it? It's sad. It's terrifying. It puts you on edge, walking on eggshells sort of deal. It's like, what's next sort of deal. Mm-hmm. Makes you really wonder. Taylor, I'm going to invite the listeners to give us a call at 678-233-7. To tell us what they think is happening in this world today in Canada, in Ottawa, in Bankleek Hill, what we need to do to curb it, protect ourselves, and stay aware and stay out of harm's way. Hey, Taylor, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck. We'll be talking to you again next week and the week after before the big event on the 15th. And I really appreciate it, buddy.
And I will aim to actually probably be in the studio with you there for it. Anyways, good on you to kind of bring in and discuss these very relevant events, because, hey, we are part of it, right? We are part of this the great dance that's unraveling. So, right, have a great rest of the show. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Taylor. Thanks, man.
All right, talk soon.
Bye-bye. That was Taylor from the Grand Barn telling us about events coming up at the Grand Barn, coming up soon, November 15th, music video being shot right there. This is the Van Cleek Cooley Show. We're talking over some JD beats, some instrumentals. This is called Dreamy, one of my favorites. Love talking over this, love listening to it. This could put me to sleep. The Van Cleek Cooley Show. We're going to be talking about all sorts of stuff, playing some funk, playing some hip-hop. Coming up next, some Eric B. and Rakim. I Know You Got Soul.
It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your miss. The rhyme from the microphone soloist. So you sit by the radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Then plug in a headphone, cause here it go. It's a four-letter word when it's heard to control your body to dance. So, dot text a tempo like a red alert. Reaches your reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the steps. So can say, and I'ma still come up with a gift to be swift. Follow the leader, the rhyme will go deaf with the record that was mixed a long time ago. It could be done, but only I could do it. For those that can dance and clap your hands to it. I start to think, and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I escape when I finish the rhyme. I got soul, soul, soul. Empty. A beat like this might tempt me to pose, show my rings in my fat gold chain. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, but I wait, cause I master this. Let the others go first so the brothers don't miss. Eric B, break the sticks.
You got it!
Rock him will begin when you make the mix. I'll experiment like a scientist. You wanna rhyme? You gotta sign my list. Cause I'm a manifest and bless the mic I hold. You want an X? Then you gotta have soul. Cause if you ain't got it, I'ma make an encore. Take the mic, make the people respond for the R. Cause that's the way it'll have to be. If you wanna get on after me, think about it. Wait, erase your rhyme. Forget it, and don't waste your time. Cause I'll be in the crowd if you ain't controlling it. Drop the mic, you shouldn't be holding it. This is how it should be done. This style is identical to none. Some try to make it sound like this, but you're getting me. So upset that I'm wet cause you're sweating me. I drip steam like a microphone theme. Ego to MC is my theme. I get hype when I hear drum roll. Rock him is on the mic, and you know I got soul.
You got it. You got it.
Say my name. First of all, I'm the soloist, the soul controller. Rock him, get stronger as I get older. Constant elevation, cause expansion. I write my rhymes while I cool in my mansion. They put it on tape and in the city I test it. Then on the radio, the R's requested. You listen to it, the concept might break you. Cause almost anyone can relate to. Whoever's out of hand, I'ma give them handles. Light them up, blow them out like candles. Or should I just let them melt? To give them a hand so they can see how I felt. I'm not bold just cause I rock gold. Rock him is on the mic, and you know I got soul.
Soul, soul, soul. You got it. You got it.
Now I'ma stop to see what you got. Get off the mic before it get too hot. I wanna see which posse can dance the best. It should be easy cause the beat is fresh. Now feel from uptown, Brooklyn bound, the Bronx, Queens, or Long Island Sound. Even other states come right and exact. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Since you came here, you have to show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. That's all you need is soul, self-esteem, and release. The rest is up to you. Rock him or say peace.
Folks, welcome back to Van Cleek Coolie. Every week here on the show, we talk about this and that, play funk music and rap music and all sorts of other music and talk about this and that. 678-3327. Earlier I said 678-2337. I don't know what I was thinking. But 678-3327 is the number you want to call to talk about today's events What the hell is going on here in Canada, folks? What is going on? I don't want to Lowell Green this up here. I really don't want to do that. That's the last thing on earth I ever wanted to do in my radio days. But really, it makes me wonder, what is happening? How do we stop this stuff from happening? How do we all just get along? How do we just make things better? How do we make it safer for our kids, safer for ourselves? What are we going to do? I really want to know that. I was talking about it at home tonight with my wife, Liza, and it was sort of one of those topics that neither one of us know enough about what's going on with, and I don't want to go straight to this, but the radicalization of our youth today, of our people, what is happening? We just want to stop it. We just want to stop it. I don't know enough about it, but I invite you, the listener, the caller, hopefully, to give me a call at 613-678-3327 and tell me what's going on. What do we do to stop this stuff? This is a great country we live in. How do we keep it that way, folks? How do we keep it safe? How do we make it stop? Like the almighty J. Dilla producing in the back here. I was sitting in an office room, an office, this morning when I first heard the news of what had happened. Someone was shot downtown Ottawa. There was an armed person in the Parliament buildings. And I was thinking, what the hell is going on? What is going on? Where were you this morning at that time, or in 10 a.m. when the news broke? Give me a call at 613-678-3327. We'll chat. We'll see what's up. Van Cleek Cooley.
Kick. Yeah, you know that's where me and E hang out. Cool out. You know what I'm saying? That's where the crib's at.
Expats, expat, choking smokers, don't you think the Joker laughs at you? I punched the price through to Edmund Allen Gossman. He's united upon the British government. Oh, I'm tired.
Serviceable villain. Dubious to the vices of my mistress, standards of retirement.
Is she dead? Sit you down, father. Rescue. You.
Welcome back to Van Cleek Cooley here on Van Cleek FM, 88.7 FM, the voice of the community here in Van Cleek Hill.
Hey, Cooley, can you hear me?
Yeah, I totally hear you. That's Eddie Earwig. He's back, folks. Eddie, got any news to tell us?
We brought some plums.
Yeah, that is. That's
Are you
the news
plum surprised?
That's the news I was looking for, too. Walking into the studios here, with a bowl of plums and what is that?
Some flavored club soda.
Some flavored beverage.
And I had some records that...
You do have some records.
I brought records last week.
Oh, God, that was fantastic.
We talked about them for a little bit.
Yeah, our last Wednesday Sunday show, or was it Wednesday Monday show that we did?
I heard the caller lights light up that
night.
Oh,
God, yeah. Shut the city down?
Mm-hmm. There was too much calling in, and nobody answered.
Yeah, no one answering, just like normal. No one calling, and... Everyone looking to answer.
You got a phone call today, and you were probably really excited.
I was, and then you were like, hey, Cooley, it's Eddie. I was like, oh, hey, Eddie. No, Telephoned in. He was talking about the Grand Barn events, November 15th.
Yeah, he's been bugging me to do some video stuff there, but I've just been too busy. I haven't written back to him yet.
Yeah, he hit me up on Facebook. I didn't get back to him, but he caught me in the hallway at work, and we chatted about it. We're going to have him on for We're going to have him on for the next few weeks here at Van Cleek Cooley. And do it that way, if you know what I'm saying.
Nice.
But Eddie, last week you were actually away. Mm-hmm. The longest Wednesday of your life, from what I read on Facebook. You traveled through time.
It was the longest Wednesday of my life. And
What happened?
You
worked the day, I'm assuming.
Worked the day, yeah. And then I was supposed to get a ride to the airport by the infamous Rod Gilbank.
The mayor, yeah.
But he was giving the bear embrace to the porcelain king, I guess.
He was sick.
No, he was sick.
The what? The bear embrace.
The bear hug to the porcelain king.
I
just sort of put a bunch of sayings out.
I got where you were going, but I just let you ramble.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was sick. Yeah. So how'd you get there?
I got Jenna from the retail shop at Bose to pick us up. And we got into Vegas, and it was like... Our cab driver was really excited for us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was just like, you guys never been here before? And just like, you got to go here if you want German beer. Because he noticed I had like a German
beer hat on.
German beer clothes.
Okay.
A beer clothes.
It was like,
German beer? And I was like, yeah, sure. I like German beer.
Yeah.
It was a place to go here. And it was across from our hotel, but I never ended up going there.
Oh, really?
You don't really... I thought we'd walk a lot more than we did. You don't really walk anywhere. I mean, you probably do walk, but you're not realized that you're walking, right? Because it's just everything's exciting. And
everything's around, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. I noticed that as well I noticed that as well when I was there. I did walk an awful pile. I was sick though when I was there. Remember, yeah. I was telling you that I was sick. I was very ill, and so I had to walk a lot. Guys didn't want to take cabs with me, sort of thing. I was that ill. I was like all sweaty mess, sort of deal.
Like you usually are, just worse.
Yes.
Sweatier mess.
A sweatier. Am I sweaty?
Well, you're the type of guy that if like you were like hiking with friends.
Oh, I'm sweating.
You're the sweatiest.
Oh God, yeah.
You I'm and I would be guy. The sweatiest.
Oh, I, my family still makes fun of me because from birth I've been a profuse sweater from my nose. I don't know why it is. Like I'm sweating from my nose right now. I'm always sweating from my nose. Middle of the winter, sweaty nose.
Really? Maybe it's all good. Your sweat glands are just got clustered into wrapped your
up
nose. There.
Yeah, I don't wear deodorant because it's all up in the nose.
Yeah, that's weird. You really don't wear deodorant?
No, I totally wear deodorant. Why? Do I stink?
No, I just stopped using deodorant, and you know, you get the BO smell after the first week, but then it just goes away. I'm like, this is just a trap.
Is your last name D. Michelle? Really?
No, I still stink at the end of the day, but it's not unbearable, right?
Like, so you don't wear deodorant?
I stopped wearing deodorant.
So you don't use deodorant?
I'm not wearing deodorant right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
For real? And you share an office with two other people?
Yes, but it's you know, we're wearing sweaters and things like this. You can't smell.
Well, I'm sure someone can.
I love how you bring up David D because I grew up with him and he never wore deodorant. Even
no, I know
up, he was the stinkiest guy.
Yeah, he does. He's not the prime candidate for not wearing deodorant.
He probably won't appreciate me saying this, but I was pretty much his only friend through grade five on.
Why?
Because he was a stinky guy, and he was a weird guy, too, right? Don't forget that.
No.
He's still a weird guy.
Not Davey D.
He really came out of his shell. In high school, we started playing music. That's when things changed.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Before that, it was like, there's the weirdo
guy. So he started playing music, not smelling anymore.
No, he still smelled. But people were like, this guy's really good at playing. Because Dave is the one guy in my life that I could see. He picks up any instrument, and he'll make something awesome come out of it.
Yeah, right? He's the Brian Jones of Bose,
I guess so.
Of your crew.
Well, I was in a band with him
for
14 years. Right,
now, the lead singer of the band. Sorry, you were the lead singer. Who was the other member of the band? Was the Brian?
His name was Buddy Disease, but we know him as Brendan Coutts.
Brendan Coutts, Buddy Disease. Wow, yeah. Where did that handle come from?
He said he found it in a movie, and then I watched that movie, and it never says it in the movie. And then I went back to him, and he's like, I don't know. I think I heard it in the movie. So I watched the movie again, and still. And then I watched the movie with closed captioning.
No, it doesn't. Still not.
It's the movie What About Bob? He said he got it from there.
Oh, really? That's a terrible movie. That's a terrible, terrible movie. I love the actor.
Sorry if you can hear me eating. I'm eating a plum.
No, it's okay. Actually, you know, we're going to actually just go straight down.
Jackie cut these up for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God bless you, Jackie. So you're listening to the Van Cleek Cooley Show. Eddie Earwig is in the house now. We're talking about Davey D and his aromas.
Yeah,
we're talking about plums, and you brought a couple pieces of vinyl in tonight.
I did.
But first, before I wanted to go with that, the vinyl, I want to talk to you about you're a big social media guy. How were you struck today when the news started to break about the shootings downtown Ottawa? What came across your mind? Like,
at first, it's like, is it just one of those isolated? You know, you pick up one of the news stories and it's like, oh, someone got shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Toronto. You see these things happen.
Yeah.
It's sad to say you see them happen often.
Yeah.
But then when you see more of them and it's like, oh, it was a soldier, right? It's
At the War Memorial, too.
That's insane,
just
right?
Walked out from behind the War Memorial and fired.
Yeah.
And there's footage that
I watched, too, of like a bunch of cops going into the Parliament buildings and gunning down someone.
And there's all over the internet tonight. There's people that had it on their dashboard cam and stuff like that. And they interviewed a guy that was standing by the War Memorial when the guy got shot at point blank range or just like close by. He had no chance. He was volunteering on this duty. By the way, there's pictures that are surfacing now of him, proud as hell, doing this volunteer. Shift for about 5 days. I think he was on his third or fourth day. Wife and kids. He had a picture of his dog with him. You know, like just terrible, terrible, terrible. Any death is terrible, but you know, just like that, right down at the War Memorial, where I and many listeners probably have skateboarded, maybe smoked a lot of cigarettes back in the days, because that's what we used to do there. We used to get chased away from the Warren Memorial for skateboarding there and just hanging out.
This isn't as good as any of those stories, but when I first got Instagram, that was one of the first pictures I took, was that of that statue.
Yeah.
Isn't that an incredible story?
Well, you wound it up really well. Yeah. This isn't really a good story, but...
That was the first thing I thought of. I'm like, whoa, I have a picture of that on my Instagram.
It's sickening that that happened today. Very sick.
I don't know anything about the shooter. Nobody knows anything? Or...
Well, there's news surfacing now that one of the shooters, Michael Zehaf Bibo, was a known criminal. Drug possession, robbery, uttering threats within the last 10 years. But, I mean, none of that. And this is all, you know, funneling down. I was listening to CBC all evening.
Yeah.
This is all funneling down to the whole radicalisms of Canadian citizens. And I don't want to go down this route. I don't want to go the Lowell Green route here. Do you know Lowell Green?
No.
Lowell Green is a long-time, 30-plus-year talk radio guy from Ottawa, syndicated for quite a long time, very political, very ignorant, but sometimes hits home, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure the phones will be lighting up tomorrow. I'm sure today, when it was happening live, he was busting it out. I don't want to go that route tonight. I don't want to be all political, but I want to say sort of what I was thinking to myself this evening and you know, around the house to my kids and to my wife, saying, what the hell is going on here? What is happening?
What goes through your head to do something like this, you know? That's what I wonder.
Absolutely. Like, how could you be so angry at this poor soldier standing on the war memorial, doing a job, wife and kids waiting for him, proud, and just shooting him?
Yeah.
Why?
I can't fathom the thought.
And then walking in, and not the same person, sorry, but someone walking into the Parliament buildings and, you know, with a gun. He didn't take any casualties. He did fire some shots. And from what I understand, the Prime Minister and was right in the next room, which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
But at the same time, anyone close to this militant is scary, right? What is going on? And I also heard that... the Rideau Center. Someone was shot at the Rideau Center. Yeah.
When I read that, it's sort of reflected on when I lived in Toronto and I heard about 9/11. There was a bunch of there was car bombs everywhere, right? So I think it might be a rumor, but I don't know. Does that sound real to you that someone was shooting in the Rideau Center as well?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had the Rideau Center on lockdown today.
They had a lot of places on lockdown,
though. Yeah, true enough. And from what I hear, things are on lockdown again tonight. Again. Yeah. Like, okay. It's back on. Our own co-worker, Shep Bruce, was in the Rideau Center.
Yeah, that's right.
Today.
We got the email from him today.
That's very weird. Now, I texted my sister, who works pretty much across the street from Parliament Buildings, totally across the street, Spark Street Mall, the Bank of Montreal.
Yeah.
She's worked there forever. And that is right there. And I texted her probably around 11:30, 12, hey, are you okay? And she only responded around 3:30, wow, saying, yeah, everything's okay. Lockdown is just dropped. So I don't know if that means she can't, you know, like, are they not allowed to text? Are they not allowed social media?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, which would somewhat make sense while people are in lockdown.
Maybe she was stuck in a room or something? Or?
Mm-hmm. She's commenting tonight on Facebook, and she never does this, how hellish of a day this was and how it, you know, like how it struck her, not just not being able to do work, but I mean, what goes through your head when things like that happen? Like, it just makes you wonder why people do these things. What's going to happen? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen the next day? It's been a couple very radical things happened just this week in Canada. What's next?
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's scary thinking that people have the ability to do these things in this country, right?
It is. It's almost too free. 613-678-3327, the Van Cleek Cooley radio show. Got Eddie Earwig in the house, in the hot seat, eating plums, drinking flavored water, and he's got some vinyl to talk about when we come back.
What are you going to play, Cooley?
What am I going to play? I'm going to play some Do It to Your Till You're Satisfied by BT Express.
Nice.
Coming up on the big show here. 54 Rock, Ottawa's best rock.